East gets the ball, and they will be down by three to start this third period. I will tell you, this is a wide-open second half. Fouls in the game. Chris Cornish, Jake Ebert, and Jacob Stroik all have two for DC Everest. Jaden Rutkowski has three, and he sat the entire first half after getting that foul. And J.P. Lacey has two for the Lumberjacks. Time is back in. Second half is underway, and Bryce Taylor, leading scorer, gets the inbounds pass. And Jaden Rutkowski back on the floor. Long three ball. No good. Offensive rebound underneath. Put back. Missed by Bryce Taylor. Third chance and a whistle and a foul. Dylan Hamlin had another chance at that putback, and he's going to the free throw line. Again, Hamlin, no points from the floor, all from the free throw line. He is 1 for 3 at the charity stripe. And the foul goes against Stephen Weir. That's his first. You also get the feeling that fouls are going to pile up before this game is done. Hamlin's got a pair, and his first is no good. So make a note of that. I mean, if the Evergreens are in a fouling situation, Hamlin does not look like a good free throw shooter. Down the stretch, if you had to, he would be one of the guys you'd want to put on the free throw line. Second free throw, missed them both. Nick Sarakowski gets the rebound for the Evergreens. A basket here would give DC Everest their largest lead of the game. I would imagine Coach Corey Heckel's message to halftime, cut down on turnovers. Evergreens cut down low to Chris Cornish. Cornish double-teamed on the baseline, kicks it back out. Missed the cutter, goes to Sarakowski. Three ball in the air, just missed off the back bracket. Offensive rebound. Riley Peterson brings it back out. Evergreens will get another crack at it. Another set. Now hands over to Kyle Kurtenbach. We got whistle and ball thrown out of bounds. Bad pass turned over to Wausau East. So the Evergreens a chance to widen their lead to 5 or 6. Didn't even get a shot at the basket. Here comes Bryce Widmark for the Lumberjacks. Over to Taylor. And now up high to Widmark again. They're looking down low for Hamlin. Hamlin is being bodied up there by Chris Cornish. Now they've got him, but he passes back out as he quickly drew the double team to Bryce Taylor. And now into the corner. Comes back out to Rutkowski. Rutkowski with the three fouls, drives in, lost the ball, stripped and turned over. Riley Peterson. Peterson to the basket, goes in. No call, but they're going to get a late foul. Peterson was clobbered as he went to the basket. One referee's calling a turnover and one's calling a foul, and the turnover is what's going to bear out here. Wow. Peterson was out of control. Looked like he threw it up hoping for contact. The ball went out of bounds and there's no call. But one referee along the baseline had the foul there, and the referee up high called it a turnover, and the turnover wins out. East ball, Rutkowski in the corner. Now to Taylor, swings cross court. Tanner Dimka, three ball in the air, and he hit it. That ties the game. Tanner Dimka, first points of the second half, knots us at 18-18. But the Evergreens' turnovers have hurt them. They haven't gotten enough cracks to the basket. Long pass to break the press. Down low. Basket is missed by Chris Cornish. Evergreens fight for the rebound. Kurtenbach gets the rebound. Goes back out now to Sarakowski behind the back to Weir. Weir drives in. Shot is missed. We're going to have a loose ball foul here against the Evergreens. This has not been a good start to the second half for DC Everest. If it's on Cornish, that's going to be his third. And it is. Chris Cornish called for a loose ball foul. 5:59 to play, so we played the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. The Evergreens have not scored, and the Lumberjacks have come back to tie us. Now they have possession. Wausau East hasn't had the lead in a while, about 4.5 minutes of playing time here. Jaden Rutkowski sets up a three for Bryce Taylor, too strong. Ball is loose, and the Evergreens get that rebound. Riley Peterson. 4 points, largest lead either way. Close competitive game. Nick Sarakowski looking down low for Kurtenbach. Pass is knocked away. It's a turnover. Coming back the other way, Jaden Rutkowski. Pass along the baseline. Shot is no good. Ball's loose on the floor to D.C. Everest. Riley Peterson. Evergreens 3-on-2 if they hurry. Sarakowski goes to the lane and scores. Dylan Hamlin was going to think about taking the charge, and instead Hamlin blocked away. And the East coach is out on the court, and we're going to have a technical foul called. He was going to call a timeout, and they're teeing up the East coach. Well, he was animated because he wanted a travel call there, as Nick Sarakowski looked like he shuffled his feet. But instead, Paul Dimka has just been called for a technical foul. And one of the other referees is sending him back to the bench. Coach Dimka was animated in wanting his timeout, but in calling it, I mean, he almost came out to the center circle on the court. And the referees teed him up. And now the two referees are over at the scorer's table talking about this. Dimka's saying, you know, I was calling a timeout. But you can't be 15, 20 feet out on the floor when you're doing it. I've got to think this tee is going to stand. Even though the referees are coming over to the floor. Yeah, it's a technical. Nick Sarakowski is going to shoot him. So the Evergreens up by two. They'll get the two free throws. And they'll get possession also. And Nick Sarakowski is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Sarakowski's first, made it. This could be a big swing in points here for a close game because East was going to have possession after the turnover. Sarakowski gets them both. So that makes it 22-18, but possession is going to go over to Wausau East. So this is potentially, when you say that East loses possession, gave up the basket, Everest hit the two free throws, 6-point swing here, depending on what the Evergreens do with it. And Nick Sarakowski is going to inbound. And in the end, East said they didn't want their timeout after the free throws. Inbounds pass goes to Sarakowski, thought about a long whistle, now we've got a whistle, 3-second violation, turned over. I think they called Kyle Kurtenbach for being in the lane too long. It is turned over to Wausau East. The turnovers are concerning. 22-18, East with the ball, but a 4-point deficit. Driving here is Bryce Taylor along the baseline. Cut off, blocked from behind. Oh, my, that was clean up top. They're going to say, I believe, that Kyle Kurtenbach got him with the body. They're going to put him on the free throw line. Yeah, I think this foul is going to be against Kurtenbach. Yes, it is. It is Kyle Kurtenbach's second and the team's third. And two free throws here for Bryce Taylor. And Taylor's first is good. Taylor looks like he is good from the free throw line. Kurtenbach with his two fouls comes out. Jacob Stroik comes in, who also has two personal fouls. And here comes Taylor's second free throw. Missed that one. Everest gets the rebound. Jacob Stroik, who just came in, clears the boards. And here comes Tyler Peterson. Riley Peterson, rather. The Evergreens, 3-point lead and possession. Peterson is guarded there by Taylor. Now we've got a whistle, and again, a three-second violation, this time called on Giebert. That's somebody's favorite call tonight. Turned over again. Turnovers way up still for DC Everest. Wausau East trailing by 3, 22-19, has the ball. Tanner Dimka. Dimka's up high to Bryce Widmark, works around between the legs, dribble for Bryce Taylor. Taylor with 10, now goes down low to his big man Dylan Hamlin. Hamlin quickly bodied up and decides not to take the shot. Look for Hamlin down low again. He missed from close range. Evergreens get the rebound, and there's some pushing and shoving afterwards. Players separate with no foul call. Now they're going to call a loose ball foul here. Against who? Against Wausau East. Foul goes against Bryce Taylor on the loose ball. You bet it's physical underneath. Non-shooting foul. Second team foul. Every rebound seems like a body's crashing towards the boards. Evergreens into the front court here. Stephen Weir to Nick Sarakowski. Thought about the three, dragged his pivot foot and traveled. Sarakowski looked like he pulled up, realizing that he was about to, and turned over again. That's last three possessions. Three of the last four possessions, the Evergreens have turned the ball over. And Nick Sarakowski will take a seat. Stephen Weir and Grant Van Grinsven will now make up the backcourt. Yeah, the Evergreens have been unable to build this lead because they haven't been so careful with the ball. Here's Bryce Taylor. Taylor drives, and that looked clean up top, and they're going to call a foul. And two of the players just bumped each other afterwards. Ah, big bodies underneath. I think this foul will go against Jacob Stroik. Let's see who they call. Riley Peterson. It's only Peterson's second. Now there are four team fouls against DC Everest, and free throws are coming up. They're going to give a pair to Bryce Taylor. So Wausau East has been able to cut into this lead with the clock stopped. Taylor's first free throw is a miss. He'll get one more. 4:05 to play in the third quarter. And the teams have played even, 4 points apiece since halftime. They'll make it 5-4 as Taylor has just made his second free throw. He's 2 of 4 from the line. and the Evergreens' lead is down to 2 points, 22-20. Wausau East will try full court man-to-man defense into the front court now to Giebert. Giebert gives to Riley Peterson, looks to drive, bad pass. Looking for Jacob Strike down low, turned over. Two on two the other way, driving, out of control, blocked from behind, but they're going to call a foul. Again, some of these blocks up top look clean. They must be indicating that someone's being hit with the body down low. Jacob Stroik has just picked up his third. Again, Stroik looked clean up top to me. Jaden Rutkowski is going to get a pair. Makes them both. Will have a tie game. First is good. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for their sale on wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs. A miss, but getting the rebound is Dylan Hamlin, and Hamlin scores, and just like that, Wausau East has the lead. 23-20, Wausau East. You know, after those two technical fouls, which Nick Sierakowski hit the free throws, the Evergreens have not scored. So we thought maybe that was a game changer. Nope, not really. Riley Peterson leans in from the free throw line, rolls off the rim, no good. Strike fighting for the rebound, tapped loose, and East gets the rebound. Jaden Rutkowski. Lumberjacks by one and looking to build on their lead. Swing cross court to Tanner Dimka. Three ball on the way, rims out. Evergreens living dangerously. Jake Giebert up for the rebound for DC Everest. So a one-and-done trip. Now to the baseline. Three ball here from Stephen Weir. Just bounces out. No good. And East gets the rebound. So both teams trade misses from behind the arc. Looking for a pass down low. Trying to feed Dylan Hamlin. Stolen by Riley Peterson. Under 3 minutes to play in the quarter. Everest with the ball and a one-point deficit. Now to Riley Peterson into the corner. Jacob Stroik goes back out to Peterson. See if they try and set up Stephen Weir again on the baseline. Now to Peterson, thought about the pass to the corner. Strike will let the three ball fly. Misses. And a rebound to Wausau East. Evergreens missed their last two from behind the three-point stripe. Lot of bumping down low between Dylan Hamlin and Strike. Be careful, Strike could pick up his fourth. Looking for the three ball down low to the left hand. Good pass down low to Bryce Widmark. Widmark was fed down low from Tanner Dimka. And East is back up to a three-point lead, 25-22. You don't want to see Strike banging down low with Dylan Hamlin. It was very physical on that last possession. Bounce pass to Strike. Looks to make the extra pass to the corner. Stephen Weir along the baseline goes back out to Van Grinsven. Under 2 minutes to play now. And Wausau East settles back into man-to-man. Now to Peterson. Thought about the three. Strike long two from the baseline. Too strong. Ball is loose. Goes out of bounds. Nope. Saved by East. Tanner Dimka gets it. Strike on the boards there by Bryce Widmark. Three ball in the air the other way from Taylor. Too strong. Ball is loose for the rebound. Evergreens get it. Jacob Strike picked up that rebound. East could have gone up by five with a make there. Actually could have gone up by six with the three. Evergreens have the ball. They haven't scored in a while here. Evergreens cold for 3 minutes. Here's a three from the baseline. Stephen Weir, and he hit. Stephen Weir with the basket. Ties us a shiny new one at 25-25, 1:12 left in the ball game. Pass down low now to Dylan Hamlin, off his hands, turned over to Stephen Weir. Now under a minute to play, see if the Evergreens hold for one. Here's Riley Peterson, over to Van Grinsven. Tied at 25-25, everything contested, everything nick and tuck. To Riley Peterson, now to Weir again, another three ball from the baseline, he's hot. Stephen Weir just hit again, back-to-back threes. Evergreens 28. Lumberjacks 25, 40 seconds left. Evergreens wanted to hold for one, but if you leave Weir open, he's going to take that. Pass goes down low to Dylan Hamlin, misses from close range. Hamlin gets his own rebound and scores. 28-27. Now a half minute left. And I believe the Evergreens will indeed hold for one. Van Grinsven now has it. Goes up high to Jake Giebert. 20 seconds left into the hands of Riley Peterson. See if they set up a cutter for Weir. Nope, to Van Grinsven. Almost stolen. Van Grinsven drives in now to the corner. Jake Giebert did not put the three ball up in the air. Now that's not his job. Down to 10 seconds. Van Grinsven double-teamed on the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Van Grinsven's in traffic. 4 seconds. Got a whistle. Travel and turned over. Van Grinsven struggled on the double-team. Everest almost would have done themselves a favor if they took a timeout when he was trapped in the corner. And they decided not to. Turned over to Wausau East with 3 seconds left in the third quarter. Everest has a one-point lead. East left to go the length of the court. Inbound to Jaden Rutkowski. Clock's moving. Long three at the buzzer. No good as the third quarter comes to an end. D.C. Everest 28. Wausau East 27. You think this fourth quarter's going to be fun? You betcha. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
It's Practical Polly Radio. I've switched to cooking with healthier oils. So now what do I do with all these tubs of lard? Skinny jeans feeling too tight? A bit of lard on your hips and thighs and those pants slide on like a dream. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils, like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Fox Sports Radio.
At the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, Evergreens get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They have a 28-27 lead. Strap on your crash helmets for this one. It's going to be a very physical and very tight fourth quarter. Evergreens have two players with three fouls, Chris Cornish and Jacob Stroik. Jaden Rutkowski had three all from the first half. He's not picked up a fourth. Inbounds pass is stolen by Swan Wilson. Wilson loses the ball, rolls underneath one of the Evergreens players, and he's going to be called for a very physical foul. Actually, let's see what the foul is here. They're going to call the foul on Wausau East, on Swan Wilson. When Wilson lost the ball from behind, he rolled on the floor and rolled over Chris Cornish. You know, you've got to hope that this game doesn't involve or degenerate into pushing and shoving or something more physical beyond the whistle. It almost looked like at certain points in this game that we could be there. Evergreens have the ball back. They got to be more careful with it. Pass down low, stolen, looking for Chris Cornish, loose on the floor. Comes to Kyle Kurtenbach, who leans in and scores. And again, Cornish, when he got that ball, his arm was being held, wasn't called. It's nip and tuck here. And very physical. Evergreens look to double-team, and we've got a foul called up high. Evergreens double-teamed as soon as J.P. Lacey picked up his dribble. And the foul is on Derek Reike. Reike's first. Six now on the team, so Wausau East goes to the free throw line. They'll be in the bonus the next time Everest is called for a foul. Inbound to Bryce Taylor. Taylor's got 11. And now over to Jaden Rutkowski. Rutkowski back to Taylor. He thinks about the three, got a whistle, got a foul away from the ball. And I think we're going to have a foul here against D.C. Everest. And that's action that involves Suwan Wilson. Wilson was involved in that very physical play just one or two sequences ago. Kurtenbach. Kyle Kurtenbach is called for his second. Well, that's good, because on my scorecard, I've got Kurtenbach for three. Nope, only two. 1-1 here, and Wilson misses. He's a bad free throw shooter. So Wilson and Hamlin are both problematic at the free throw line. Wilson missed the front end of a 1-1 before and just did it again. Evergreens get the rebound. Here comes Grant Van Grinsven, double team, picks up his dribble. Now to Sarakowski. No baskets come easy for D.C. Everest. Like, they have to work for every point they get in the game. They're up 30-27 with the ball. Here's an open look for Kurtenbach, blocked by Wilson, swatted out of bounds. And you know what? That should be a foul. Wilson's block was clean, but he planted his arm in the chest of Kurtenbach after he blocked it, like he didn't come down clean, and that was not called. Evergreens will get the ball, and Nick Sarakowski will inbound. Inbounds to Van Grinsven, back to Sarakowski. Yep, Wilson leaped up high and got the block. That's great, but he did not come down clean. Now to Stephen Weir, thought about the three. Sarakowski opened off the pick for a three ball, just rims out, no good. And Bryce Taylor gets the rebound for the Lumberjacks. A one-look trip for D.C. Everest. They lead 30-27. Three ball ties it. Basket gets within one. Here's a 3-2 tie straight on, and it's just short from Dimka. Long rebound comes out to Van Grinsven, and Van Grinsven is fouled as he moves into the front court. They're going to get Dimka for the foul. East still has a couple of fouls to give. That's the fourth on the team. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season, and Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Inbounds pass goes to Stephen Weir. And Weir passes up the three, gets the ball back, looking for a screen here. Now Jake Giebert up high. Working around to Riley Peterson. 6 minutes left, fourth quarter. Evergreen's trying to nurse this three-point lead. Now to Weir, set up a weak side three ball. Weir, who was hot, made his last two. Missed that one, back rimmed it. And Wausau East gets the rebound, long pass, thrown out of bounds, an inaccurate pass from Tyler Dimka. Dimka threw it over the head of Jaden Rutkowski, and it goes right back to Everest. You know, Everest has had a couple of chances to build on this three-point lead, and they have not been opportunistic. Coach Corey Heckel shouts out the set play here. Wausau East looks to trap Nick Sierakowski in the corner up high. Sierakowski picks up his dribble, fights through to Riley Peterson, down in the corner to Chris Cornish. Cornish bounces along the baseline, turns it over. Bad pass, was looking in the corner trying to feed Giebert, and instead it was taken away by Rutkowski. Taylor now down low, looks to feed Dylan Hamlin. Hamlin is fouled as he receives the ball down low. They're going to get Stephen Weir for his second. And they're going to put Dylan Hamlin, a shaky free throw shooter, on the line. It's going to be a 1-1. At least I think it's going to be. Waiting to see if they're going to call this a shooting foul. It should be a 1-1, and it is. East has missed the front end of 2 1-1s since halftime. Dylan Hamlin would like to break that trend, and his free throw is no good, but an offensive rebound from Bryce Taylor. On the putback, he's fouled. Fouled by Jake Giebert, who has just picked up his third. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And Jake Giebert has picked up his third. It's going to be two free throws here. First for Bryce Taylor is good. Should the Evergreens be in fouling situations down the stretch, you might not want to put Bryce Taylor on the free throw line. He looks pretty good. Even though he is 3 of 5, make it 4 of 6 from the free throw line, he got them both. It's now a one-point game. Everest 30 and Wausau East 29. East puts on full court pressure and they look to trap. Everest gets into the front court. Now we've got a whistle and we've got a foul as the pass went into the front court to Chris Cornish. Cornish was bumped. It's another foul to give, though. Bryce Widmark has just been called for his third. Five team fouls, so East still has a couple to give, and the Evergreens limbound right in front of their bench along the far sideline. Thrown in to Riley Peterson. Peterson's got 2 points today. And now over to Cornish. Now to Sierakowski, set a screen for him, long two. Nick Sierakowski off the front rim, no good. And that should not be a foul there on Jake Giebert, but they're going to call Giebert for a push-off. Giebert looked to me like he backed off and did not contest the loose ball, and they're going to call him anyway. And that is Jake Giebert's fourth. And the Evergreens cannot afford to lose any size. They don't have a lot of height here. We come down to the other end to shoot two. Bryce Widmark will attempt the free throws. These are his first free throws of the day. It is a double bonus situation for East, and Widmark makes the first. We are tied again 30-30. Tonight's ball game brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care. Clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, online at bonejoint.net. This is for a Wausau East lead. Widmark rolled it in, hit the front rim and back rim, and got it to go through. Wausau East by one, 31-30. And East has outscored the Evergreens 4-2 in the fourth quarter. Riley Peterson trapped from behind, able to recover, and now finds Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach had a man cutting down low and didn't see him. Gives it back to Stephen Weir. Evergreens need to be careful with the ball. Nick Sierakowski has it. No better ball handler for the Evergreens. Now to Stephen Weir up high. To Sierakowski. And now to Chris Cornish. Riley Peterson has the ball. Evergreens are looking for Kurtenbach down low. Kurtenbach's on the blocks, but he's 10 feet away. Doubled up, got a whistle, and here's a reach-in foul against Jaden Rutkowski. He has just picked up his fourth. Rutkowski has only 1 point, but he's a starter and he's a ball handler. And that is the sixth team foul. The next will send the Evergreens to the line. Nick Sierakowski checks out. He'll get some instruction from Coach Corey Heckel. And Grant Van Grinsden will throw the ball in. Evergreens trail by one. They have the ball. We have 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Very competitive ball game tonight. Riley Peterson gets the inbound pass for the Lumberjacks. Goes over to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven looks to drive, draws some traffic, makes the extra pass down low to Kurtenbach, who spins and scores. Kurtenbach got the ball right underneath the basket. Needed to make a little room for himself, but he did. So the Evergreens take the lead back, 32-31. See if East has an answer. Bryce Widmark works around to Taylor. Taylor looks to drive on Peterson, spins, blocked, fouled, and he scores. And again, that's a touch foul. For as competitive as things are underneath, Bryce Taylor has just scored. There was not a lot of contact there, but they give him the basket, and he's going to get to go to the free throw line to try and complete a three-point play. And the foul is on Riley Peterson. Taylor's basket gives the lead back to East by 1 point, and will have a chance to extend it to two. And Riley Peterson, who was just whistled there, is being taken out. Stephen Weir comes back in. Free throw, good. East by two. 34-32. We are halfway through the fourth quarter, exactly 4 minutes left in this one. Evergreens bring the ball up court. Van Grinsven quickly double-teamed, bounces over to Stephen Weir. Weir gives back to Sierakowski. Sierakowski gets a screen. He's double-teamed, got a whistle. Another three-second violation is called against DC Everest. That is the third time that we've had that call in this half, and Coach Corey Heckel wants to take a timeout. This will be a full timeout. East will have the ball and a two-point lead when we come back after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Being entertained by the D.C. Everest Pep Band. They've been here for both the boys' and girls' games. Out of the timeout, Walsall East has the ball, leading 34-32. Our game reset. Should there be a stoppage, possession arrow belongs to the Lumberjacks. And both teams are now in the bonus. Double bonus for Walsall East, regular bonus for DC Everest. Up high is Bryce Widmark. Widmark goes over to Taylor, and now back high to Widmark and Tanner Dimka. Into the hands of Taylor again, looks to drive on Van Grinsven. He is cut off. Goes over to J.P. Lacey. 3.5 minutes left. Pass goes down low to Widmark. Double teamed on the blocks. Looks to spin. He's in traffic. Goes towards the basket and scores. Bryce Widmark with a nice move there. 4 points equals Walsall East's largest lead of the game, 36-32. Just get the feeling the Evergreens don't want to play further behind. Picking up his dribble. Double teamed is Van Grinsven. Makes a pass. Gets the ball back. Goes over to Sierakowski. Now to Van Grinsven, daring him to shoot. He was open for the three. They leave it there. Sierakowski passed up an open 3-2. Now looking down low. Pass is blocked. Swatted into the corner. Stephen Weir keeps it. Kyle Kurtenbach was blocked. Now Weir rebound 3 from the baseline. No good. Rebound 2. Walsall East. J.P. Lacey cleared the boards. Weir hit 2 and then missed his last 2 from behind the 3-point arc. Those long shooters are streaky that way. East by 4 and the ball driving along the baseline. Widmark lowered his shoulder, no call. Got trapped, able to go back out, got a whistle. And well, there's a 3-second call the other way. They're calling J.P. Lacey for being in the paint. It's turned over to D.C. Everest. Don't want to think that that's a favorite call for our Zebras just one way. Call it both ways. 2.5 minutes left in the game. 36-32. East has outscored D.C. Everest 8-4 in the fourth quarter. Again, the Evergreens need an answer here. Only trailing by 4, but both teams have had trouble building leads. It's been just a grinding kind of basketball game. Van Grinsven double-teamed up high. Picks up his dribble. Now looks in the corner to Weir. Down low to Giebert along the baseline. Rattles it in. Jake Giebert got it about 10 feet away. Spun and scored. 36-34. Evergreens need a stop here. Walsall East, 2 points and the ball. Bryce Widmark goes over to Dimka. Up high, off a screen to Taylor. Decided not to take the shot. Still has his dribble. Now to Dylan Hamlin. The big man's back in. They've got him up high. They have two bigs on the floor because they go to Widmark. Widmark spins and scores. Scored over Giebert. Widmark's just a bigger body, so that's a mismatch. Giebert doesn't match up well with Widmark. Widmark, they're about the same height. Now to Giebert down low, to Weir. Back out high to Sarakowski. Goes over to Van Grinsven. Has a screen, makes the extra pass. Down low, and a foul as Chris Cornish drives in. Cornish is going to get two free throws here. Evergreen's with good passing there. These are big free throws. The foul will be on Dylan Hamlin. It is only Hamlin's second. Free throws are going to be important down the stretch. Chris Cornish, two free throws. First is good. One more would cut this to a two-point game. 1:41 to play. So very soon, the clock is going to become a factor in this ball game. Giebert comes out. Jacob Stroik comes in. I think they want Stroik to match up on Widmark. Because Stroik struggled, Giebert struggled defensively with that matchup. Cornish's second free throw got them both. The two-point game. Those were clutch free throws. 38-36, and the Evergreens want full court pressure here against Walsall East. It is in the hands of Jaden Rutkowski. Rutkowski comes into the front court to Bryce Taylor. Taylor up high to Widmark. 1.5 minutes to play here. To the baseline. Bryce Taylor thought about the three. They go to Widmark again. Stripped, and there's a foul that was going to be clean. And they're going to call a timeout before the foul. The Walsall East bench saw the double team coming and indicated a timeout. And they're going to say timeout before the foul. They call the foul on Chris Cornish. It was going to be his fourth. Instead, timeout to Walsall East with 1:25 to play in the ball game. It's 38-36 East. The ending of this game may seem very similar to the ending of the last time these teams met, where Everest pulled out a 33-31 win. Again, we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, last year the D.C. Everest Evergreens hung three losses on this Walsall East team, beat them twice during the regular season, and then eliminated them in the playoffs. The Evergreens have an eight-game winning streak in boys basketball. Last time East had a win, you have to go back to 2009. And Walsall East, you know, this is a close competitive game, could get that monkey off their back right here. Evergreens, meanwhile, at 3-3 in the conference, need this win to get themselves above 500 in Valley play. And the outcome of the game is still very much in doubt. East will get to inbound underneath their own basket after the timeout. And they keep the big man Dylan Hamlin on the floor, and they keep Widmark, too. Widmark has come alive with 5 points in the fourth quarter, almost threw it out of bounds on the inbounds pass. East recovers and saves the possession. Now to Widmark down low. Widmark is now matched up against Stroik and not Giebert, and he kicks it back out. Goes back to Widmark, double team, find the big man, and Dylan Hamlin missed an easy layup. Oh, my goodness, and he was uncontested, and the Evergreens get the rebound. It came to Nick Sarakowski. 1 minute left. Evergreens are down by two. Along the baseline, basket, a miss down low from Chris Cornish, and we've got a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be a loose ball foul against D.C. Everest. Both big men missed easy shots down low. Hamlin was all alone on one end, and he missed. You couldn't believe there was no one around him. Chris Cornish got the ball down low and missed, and Cornish has just picked up his fourth foul, fighting for the loose ball rebound. It is against Dylan Hamlin, though, and we've documented his free throw troubles. He is 1-for-8 from the free throw line tonight, and he makes the first one there. That's the one that counts. Jake Giebert checks back in for D.C. Everest. Cornish goes out with four fouls. See if the Walsall East Lumberjacks try and go back to Widmark, take advantage of that mismatch. Dylan Hamlin's second free throw. The rebound on a miss is critical here. He got them both. 4-point lead, 40-36, and exactly a minute to play. Time's wasting for the Evergreens. They cannot turn the ball over. D.C. Everest is going to take a timeout here. And this will be a full timeout. They'll have the ball with 56 seconds left. And a 4-point deficit. East leads 40-36. A fantastic finish is coming up after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
In a world where your tires are your only connection to the road, One man, four tires, free air. An epic battle against underinflation, tire damage, and even tire failure. In the ultimate fight for properly inflated tires, the warrior gives his heart, his soul, to keep those he loves safe on the road. Tires will inflate. Money will be saved. A message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
Fox Sports Radio.
It's called this timeout, and they'll have the ball at half court, trailing by four to the Wausau East Lumberjacks, 40-36. I'm Chris Conley. Our game brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. And Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at MinistryHealth.org. Nick Sirikowski throws in to Stephen Weir. Now to Van Grinsven. 50 seconds left. Clock is moving. Evergreens can't be too deliberate here. They pull it back out to Sirikowski. Sirikowski thinking about driving on Widmark. Now goes into the paint. In traffic, Sirikowski throws it up and he misses. He was hoping for a foul. East gets the rebound to Bryce Widmark. East has the ball, a 35-second lead. There's a travel and it's not called. Oh, my. They're going to call the foul on Stephen Weir. Weir was looking to foul, but the East player shuffled his feet and it wasn't called. Weir's just picked up his fourth. Wausau East already with a two-possession lead. It's going to go to the free throw line. And these free throws belong to Tim Nass, not normally a starter. And he makes the first one. It didn't look pretty either. Hit the front end and the back end. Sorry, that's Tanner Dimka at the free throw line. Dimka made the first. He'll get one more. Only 34 ticks left. Missed that one. And the loose ball in the corner is out of bounds to D.C. Everest. So Wausau East now with a five-point lead. And it's their biggest lead of the game. Still a two-possession game, and the Evergreens get the ball with 33 seconds left. Inbounded now to Stephen Weir. Weir to Sirikowski, thought about the three. To Weir for three from the corner, missed it, got a whistle, and there's a foul. A loose ball foul. Now they're going to say Weir was fouled while he was shooting three, I think. Let's see what the call is here. The Evergreens are going to the free throw line, and yes, they're saying Stephen Weir was fouled while shooting three. So with 28 seconds left, the Evergreens will have a chance to put 1, 2, 3 free throws on the board. The clock stopped. That's a bad foul. It's a foul on Bryce Widmark, his fourth. Big free throws. Stephen Weir hits the first. You don't let your opponent score with the clock stopped. It's a little bit of deja vu for Wausau East, because the Everest Evergreens came back on them in the first game at the free throw line late in the game. And Stephen Weir hits his second. If he makes this last one, it becomes a two-point game. And the Evergreens can play defense and play for the steal with 28 seconds left. It's a big free throw here for Stephen Weir. And on a miss, it's a huge rebound either way. Stephen Weir looking to go free, 3-for-3 from the free throw line. He missed it. And the rebound goes to Dylan Hamlin, and they foul Hamlin immediately. Knowing that Hamlin is not a good free throw shooter, on Stephen Weir's miss, they're going to put Hamlin on the free throw line. So that was a little bit of strategy there. Kyle Kurtenbach is called for the foul. It's his third. And Wausau East is going to take a 30-second timeout here. They'll want to set up their defense on a miss. So Stephen Weir got 2 of 3 free throws, and it leaves Wausau East with the lead 41-38. And because it's a double bonus, 2 free throws are coming up for Dylan Hamlin. Tonight's game brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a supporter of East and Everest Sports. We are also sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. They're proud supporters of local high school sports, and they wish all area athletes a successful season. And one of our longtime sponsors, Cloverbelt Credit Union, they were voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Dylan Hamlin waiting at the free throw line as the Evergreens break the huddle and come out. Here's 2 big free throws. Hamlin made his last 2, so maybe he's the kind of kid who's clutched down the stretch. He is 6'11 and is by far the biggest player on the floor. He's got 7 points. And he's still at 7. He missed the first one. So it is still a 1-possession game, 3-point lead. The second free throw is important because it would make it a two-possession game. So Hamlin trying to put his team up by four. He takes a deep breath with the ball in hand, and he missed them both. Evergreens get the rebound. Riley Peterson, they're down by three, 25 seconds. See if they play for two or one. They're going to call a timeout at the front court with 22 seconds left. We will keep it right here. So now Coach Corey Heckel will get to instruct his team on whether he wants the three to try and tie or whether he wants the two and then play defense or foul. I think the right move here, and again, you can argue this either way, I think the right move if you're an Evergreens fan is to go for two and then play defense. Not quite sure you want to hoist the three and try and send this game into overtime like that. But we will know right away, because if the Evergreens want to go for two, when that two would come early with the 22 seconds left. If they want to go for three, you would imagine they'll try and wind the clock down and take the three with as little time left as possible, try and send this thing into overtime. I think most coaches in this situation would play for two, then try and extend the game with either a foul and send East back to the free throw line or try for a steal on the inbounds pass. Evergreens will inbound at half court. Got to be careful with the ball here. Riley Peterson inbounds to Nick Sierakowski to Peterson. Peterson looks to drive. He's in traffic. Throws it up and in. That was a prayer that was answered. The Evergreens do indeed go for the two, and they call timeout with 18 seconds left. Riley Peterson with a hanging circus shot to put that one in. And suddenly it's a one-point game. East 41, Everest 40. And the Everest Evergreens took that timeout right after the make. 18 seconds left. Do you play for the steal? You probably do. Maybe it's a situational foul. Like if the ball goes into a bad free throw shooter's hands, maybe you would foul him there. For instance, Dylan Hamlin. See if they even keep Hamlin on the floor here. Because this is not a rebounding situation. East is going to get to inbound underneath their own basket. I would imagine the Evergreens will go full court pressure, try and deny the inbounds pass or steal. As what had been a five-point lead trimmed to one. And the Lumberjacks have done themselves no favors with these missed free throws down the stretch. Out of the timeout, you bet. Full court pressure. It's going to be inbounded by Jaden Rutkowski. Rutkowski looks to inbound and trying to deny the inbounds pass. He's having trouble getting in, and he calls a timeout. He was going to get hung up for a five-second violation until he turned to the ref and called the tee, as the Evergreens did a good job denying there. So now Wausau East will take a timeout with 18 seconds left in the game. And East will have to go the length of the floor with a one-point advantage. While we have a very entertaining basketball game, we have a very entertaining hockey game going on at the Green Heck Fieldhouse just across the hallway. DC Everest and Stash in hockey are tied 2-2, and they're going into overtime. We also understand that that game was delayed for a while because of some plexiglass breakage at the rink. Evergreens had a 2-1 lead. Spash tied that hockey game in the third period, and they are going to overtime. We will see the DC Everest hockey game, hockey team tomorrow against Wisconsin Rapids. That game will be on Fox Sports Radio. The puck drops at 7:30 at the South Wood County Recreation Area. If you're not making the trip to Rapids, well, then we have a date on the radio here at AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Here, out of the timeout, Wausau East to inbound, having to go the length. Evergreens trying to claw back in this thing, trailing by one. It's East 41, Everest 40. And Jaden Rutkowski is going to inbound. He'll be guarded by Riley Peterson. Again, having trouble inbounding. Bounce pass does go inbound to Widmark, and Widmark is fouled by Sierakowski. Actually, it was Jaden Rutkowski who got the ball back, and he will be shooting. Sorry, Evergreens fans, just got the text message. Spash has scored in overtime to win that hockey game 3-2. There's a tough beat. Foul is on Nick Sierakowski. And here comes Jaden Rutkowski, who's 1-for-2 from the line. He's got two free throws. The first is good. Makes it a two-point game. Evergreens put in Chris Cornish and Jake Giebert for rebounding. On a miss, it's a two-point game, and the Evergreens will have a chance to tie or win it with a three. On a make, the Evergreens would need a three at the other end to send it to overtime. 17 seconds left. Here's the free throw. He made it. Two clutch free throws for Ruski. And Wausau East puts on full court pressure defense. It's in the hands of Riley Peterson. 14 seconds. Clock's moving. Goes over to Stephen Weir. Weir is not open for the three. 10 seconds. Now over to Peterson. Trying to feed back to Weir. Evergreen should call a timeout here with 6 seconds left. Five. They are taking a timeout. They were not organized. Couldn't get a screen for a three-pointer. And the timeout comes with 3 seconds left. And the Evergreens will need a three now to try and get this game to OT. Lumberjacks 43, Evergreens 40. And the Evergreens did not look organized on that set. The ball was in Weir's hands, but Weir did not have an open look. Then the ball went back over to Peterson. Peterson was behind the three-point arc, but did not have an open look. So Coach Cornickel, in this timeout with 3 seconds left, has to try and draw up some kind of pick or some kind of screen to free somebody up for three. I would think you would want the ball in the hands of Stephen Weir. He's the best three-point shooter on the team. Let's see if they put Derek Reike back in, too. Reike has no points. But when he was called up from the JV in midseason, I mean, his job is to put the ball in the air for threes as well. Evergreens will have one crack at this. And they need 3 points to do it. They have 3 seconds to make it happen. And for Wausau East, you just get the feeling that the Lumberjacks, it must seem like to them that they are this close to getting this monkey off their back. Let's see, Reike will not be in. Stephen Weir will be. Weir is going to inbound the ball. I would imagine the play is to get things right back to Weir. Stephen Weir, the best three-point shooter on the team, is going to trigger it in. Actually, Reike is in on the weak side. Let's see what they do to Peterson. Give it right back to Weir. Back to Peterson, and it's a travel, and it's turned over with 1 second left. They're going to say Stephen Weir's feet were not set as he looked to pass the ball back, and it's turned over to Wausau East. The Lumberjacks will just have to inbound the ball, and they will come away with a victory. So the Evergreens did not even get a shot off, trailing by 3 points. Ball is inbounded, a quick foul, 7/10 of a second left, and Wausau East is going to come down to the other end to shoot free throws. 7/10 remaining. Stephen Weir has just been called for his fifth. So should there be some kind of long miracle, the Evergreens' leading three-point scorer is now out of the game. Weir inbounded the ball. He inbounded it to Peterson, and it was supposed to go right back to Weir. Weir didn't have an open look, tried to pass it back to Peterson, and traveled. And down at the other end, Bryce Taylor has two free throws. Just one of these could ice this game. He missed the first. If he misses here, the Evergreens can fling it down court and hope that prayers are answered. If he makes it, the Lumberjacks will have secured this victory, and he made it. That's going to do it. East will inbound, down by four. Ball is rolled into Riley Peterson. A heave from three-quarters court is no good. And congratulations to the Wausau East Lumberjacks. In a hard-fought victory, the Lumberjacks have defeated the Wausau East Evergreens for the first time since 2009. Our final score, 44-40. Evergreens had a lead in the second half, up by as many as four, but were unable to build on that. And down the fourth quarter in the stretch, I think Wausau East's height at some points in the game was a little too much for DC Evers to handle. This is a team that the Evergreens do not match up particularly well against. We'll be back after a four-minute break. We'll have a final recap, and we'll look at our game's leading scores. Again, it's East 44, DC Evers 40. We have just gone final at the Evers Fieldhouse. Back to wrap this one up after a four-minute timeout on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care. So you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
InterCity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At InterCity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Welcome back to the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley, where an Evergreens crowd being sent home disappointed. Wausau East had a good cheering contingent too across the way, and they have seen their Lumberjacks defeat the Evergreens 44-40. Let's recap today's game first for the victorious Wausau East Lumberjacks. Leading scorer in their game is Bryce Taylor. He had 9 at halftime, finished with 13. He hit some free throws down the stretch and also made a big three-point basket, a traditional three-pointer, scoring and then making his free throws. Bryce Taylor was 6-for-9 from the charity stripe, 4 baskets from the floor, and a three-pointer. 13 points for Bryce Taylor. He leads all scorers and led his Lumberjacks to victory. 8 points in the game for Bryce Widmark. And he deserves special note, too, because Wausau East fed him repeatedly in the fourth quarter. He matched up favorably with Jake Giebert, got a couple of baskets over Giebert, and was also 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Bryce Widmark, senior for the Lumberjacks, finishes with 8. Big man Dylan Hamlin had only 2 baskets from the floor and was a struggling 3-for-10 from the free throw line. Dylan Hamlin finished with 7 points. In fact, he had 2 misses down the stretch, missed both ends in the bonus, and kind of left the door open for D.C. Everest, a door that the Evergreens could not walk through. Completing the rest of the Lumberjacks scoring, Tanner Dimka finishes with 4. Jaden Rutkowski, who played much of the second half with 4 personal fouls but stayed in the ballgame, had 3, and Eric Daniel had 1 for the Lumberjacks' 44 points. For the D.C. Everest Evergreens, led by Stephen Weir, Weir was kind of hot and cold tonight. He hit a three and was fouled back in the first quarter, which helped the Evergreens recover from a slow start, a four-point play. Weir hit back-to-back threes in the third quarter and then missed back-to-back threes in the fourth quarter. He was also called for a traveling on the Evergreens' last possession, a turnover where the Evergreens needed a three to tie the game and wound up turning the ball over without getting a shot at the basket. Stephen Weir has three from behind the arc, three for four from the three-throw line, and a total of 12 points. Nick Sierakowski hit a three also, had two more baskets from the floor, and Nick Sierakowski is a perfect four for four from the charity stripe. He's the Evergreens' second highest scorer with 11 points. Rest of the D.C. Evers scoring, six for Jake Giebert, 4 points for Riley Peterson, including a big basket that got the Evergreens within three in the fourth quarter. At 4 points for Kyle Kurtenbach, 2 points for Chris Cornish, and one for Grant Van Grinsven. The Wausau East Lumberjacks got to the free throw line 31 times in this game. They made 16. In fact, the Lumberjacks, it would not have been a close game down the stretch if the Lumberjacks made more of their free throws. The Evergreens were 12 of 19 from the charity stripe. Evergreens had one player who fouled out, Stephen Weir, who got that fifth foul in the closing moments of the ball game, only to see Bryce Taylor hit a late free throw to make the final margin 4 points. Again, it is Wausau East 44 and D.C. Everest 40. This breaks a D.C. Everest 8-game winning streak in boys basketball against the Lumberjacks. Wausau East improves to 3-5 in Valley play and is 8-6 overall. The Evergreens fall below 500 in the Valley, 3-4, and now drop to 6-9 for the season. Just across the way, we've been following the Evergreens hockey team, and they lost in overtime, could not hold a one-goal lead in the third period. Spash came back and tied them, and the Panthers won that game in overtime 3-2. Our next Fox Sports Radio broadcast, well, we'll have a hockey split doubleheader. The Wausau East Lumberjacks hockey team plays tomorrow afternoon, and then the D.C. Everest hockey team plays tomorrow night. Hope you'll join us for both of those games. We'll see these Evergreens boys basketball players in action on Tuesday night, and they'll be back home against Marshfield, a tough opponent. And in between, we'll have another Everest hockey game on Monday against Chi-High at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Busy couple of days for East and for Everest fans here on Fox Sports Radio. Earlier today, the Everest girls were 61-29 winners over Wausau East. And in the nightcap, it's the Lumberjack fans who go home happy with a 44-40 East victory over Everest. That's going to do it for our Wausau East D.C. Everest boys and girls basketball doubleheader. It's been a fun Friday night of hoops. Thank you for being a part of it. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to D.C. Everest and Wausau East basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.